Joining us at this time, we have Dr. Jason Geiger, who is with SSM Health Ripon Community Hospital's Emergency Department. Morning.
Morning. How are you doing?
Great. Fantastic day weather-wise. I know technically it's not summer yet, but it's a summerish day. And today we're going to talk a little bit about summer safety. Maybe we can start with travel and traffic safety. What kind of risks should we avoid?
Definitely, yeah. Want to avoid, especially on longer trips during the summer, vacations and things like that, falling asleep at the wheel. So make sure you're well rested. And if you're going to drive long distances, take breaks. It's good to get out and stretch the legs, too, to prevent blood clots in your legs. If you're driving for more than 3 or 4 hours straight, you want to make sure you're stretching your legs out. And then always wearing your seatbelt, of course. That's probably one of the main things. Every time, make sure you wear your seatbelt. It makes a big difference, and we definitely see that in the ER. People are wearing their seatbelts, even in high-speed collisions. A lot of times they'll walk out of the ER the same day. If they're not, yeah, it can go pretty bad. So definitely wearing your seatbelt.
Drive sober?
Oh, yes, and yes. That's, of course, one of the main things, too. Yep. Drinking and driving, still an issue, even though everyone's heard the message a million times. It still happens, you know, every summer especially. Drive sober. Make sure you have a designated driver. And if you're at all questionable or drinking, just make the right decision and don't drive. Save us and save yourself. Yep.
And unless it's hands-free, put the phone down, right? So.
Yes, yes. Also, yeah, texting and driving is, yeah, I think more and more of an issue.
No doubt.
Than it used to be. So, yeah, that's definitely a big concern, too. Always, yeah, make sure you're focused on the road and not what's next to you, especially your phone. Yep.
Also, during the summer, a lot of folks spend time on the water or in the water. What advice do you have for us, Doc?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we see water injuries occasionally during the summer, and usually it's due to small children, sometimes adults, too, if they've been drinking. So definitely, again, alcohol seems to cross over in a lot of these issues during the summer, but don't drink and swim. It's a bad idea. We see that sometimes where, yeah, you think you're invincible and you get alcohol in your system, and next thing you know, you can't make it back to shore, and drowning can happen very quickly. So don't drink and swim or be in the water. And young kids, make sure they're wearing life jackets. Keep an eye on them, especially around pools. It's good to have a water watcher, someone who's kind of designated to keep an eye out on the pool, because it only takes a few seconds and a small child can fall in and get water in their lungs, and before you know it, yeah, there's a drowning, which happens every year around the country quite a bit. So, yeah, keeping an eye on young kids around the pool for sure. And then learning CPR is important, I think, for anyone who wants to be a first responder, help out. It can make a big difference, especially with drownings, knowing CPR. So if you have the time, want to try that, take a class, that'd be great.
We had our first 90-degree day the other day. What should people know about heat-related illnesses?
Oh, yeah. We've had some good weather early on, a little warmer than we're used to. But, yeah, definitely heat exhaustion and heat stroke are something to watch out for. Heat exhaustion is when you're overheated, sweaty, feeling sometimes run down, nauseous, but still alert and awake, and that's the step before you get the heat stroke. Heat stroke is your temperature is usually over 104, you're confused, not making sense, and you stop sweating. So if you see anybody's outside and overdoing it and they're not sweating and they're real red and hot and seem confused, that's a reason to call 911. It's not just a simple heat exhaustion where you can cool them down. You want to start cooling them down, but you want to call 911. That happens sometimes with football players, especially in the early practices in August, overdoing it, not used to the heat, and it can be pretty serious. So otherwise, yeah, staying in the shade, taking breaks, drinking plenty of fluids, electrolyte solutions too, so you can replace those electrolytes when you're sweaty. And wearing sunscreen is always a good idea.
All right. And typically you shouldn't leave kids or pets in vehicles, right?
Yeah, definitely. That does happen sometimes. Yeah, people think they're just going to run in quick, and before you know it, it can heat up in the car pretty fast, but just don't do it at all. Yep, don't leave your pets or the kids in the car, especially in the summer. Yeah, well, it's dangerous.
Well, what types of injuries do you commonly see outdoors?
Oh, we see in the summer, I think, more recreational vehicle injuries, of course, more UTV or dirt bike injuries. So make sure if you're riding, you have your seatbelt on in a UTV and driving safely. And again, don't drive impaired. Make sure you're not drinking alcohol and handling recreational vehicles. You might think you can handle it, but we see that quite a bit, especially in the summertime, and the injuries can be pretty catastrophic. So even if you're only going 20, 30 miles an hour, yeah, you can still get pretty seriously injured. So take precautions, wear your seatbelt, wear a helmet. Yeah. And other injuries, yeah, we see gas grills, be careful lighting grills and fire pits and bonfires. Drinking around those too, I think that happens at least twice a summer where someone falls into a fire pit and gets a pretty significant burn. So avoid drinking next to a bonfire and just fire safety, being careful around fires and young kids too, especially. They can wander away quickly and get burned.
We're coming up on the 4th of July, not too far down the line. Then fireworks, what types of injuries do you see from the use of fireworks?
Oh, yeah, there can be some pretty gory ones sometimes. You got to be careful with fireworks, especially the larger ones. Not something you want to launch yourself. You should leave that to the experts usually, and stay away from them. If you are going to light them, get back plenty of distance, and if it's not lighting, don't try to relight it. Those duds that you think are duds suddenly will explode. And yeah, we see some hand injuries, especially during fireworks season. And yeah, it causes lifelong damage a lot of times, or you lose fingers. So don't take it for granted, the power of a firework. And fires, too. They can set fires and even sparklers. The temperature gets extremely hot with sparklers, so you can get some third-degree burns if kids are grabbing the end of a sparkler, even though they seem benign. So just something to keep an eye on your kids and make sure they're safe around even those simple fireworks.
Yeah, those sparklers reach fantastic temperatures. Unbelievable. So
yeah, it can almost melt metal. It gets so hot. Yep. So yeah, something to watch out for sure.
Well, you touched upon this one a little bit already, the use of alcohol. Do you have any more advice about that?
Just that, yeah, alcohol, yeah, definitely impair your thinking. So even if you're pretty sure you're making good decisions, you might not be. So don't, like I said, don't get in a car and drive. Don't get in the UTV or other vehicles if you're drinking. It's just not worth the risk. And that's probably one of the most common injuries we see. And also, yeah, it can lead to dehydration. You might not realize it, but yeah, just drinking alcohol and not enough other fluids, you can get overheated pretty quickly too if you're out and about. So that's another thing to watch out for. And yeah, if you're going to drink responsibly. Don't always drink Wisconsinably. If you're going to do other things like swimming or riding ATVs and things like that. So, yep.
Impaired judgment, it can lead to bad decisions, right?
Yeah, it does all the time, even when people are, yeah, I think they're being careful. So, yep, that's one of the most common things we see in the ER. So that'd be nice. Yeah, everyone can have fun this summer, but don't overdo it. Take care and be safe.
All right, lastly, we want to ask you, when should you call 911?
Oh, yeah, 911 for summer, you know, heat exhaustion, like I said, is just overheating. You can just get in a cool spot and drink fluids and put the ice packs on and try to cool off if you're sweaty and just feeling tired. If you're confused at all or stop sweating or, you know, severely overheated, make sure you call 911 right away. That is an emergency. And then also chest pain. If you're having chest pressure, making you short of breath, that's a reason. Numbness, tingling, weakness in an arm or leg can be a sign of a stroke. Make sure you call 911. Those are things you don't want to wait on, because they say sometimes time is brain and time is heart. So getting to the ER quickly to get treated for those is important. And, yeah, we're always there for any other burn injuries. If you're concerned about a significant burn, you can come to the ER. If it's a serious burn, call 911.
Dr. Geiger, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. Have a good summer. Take care.
You too. That is Dr. Jason Geiger of SSM Health, Ripon Community Hospital's Emergency Department.